Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Danny Gerton Jr., who is the adjudication manager for the Guinness World Records. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I appreciate you being with us. We're actually down here at the Embassy Suites in Grapevine, Texas. And in a few minutes, I think in less than 30 minutes, you are going to actually be somewhat of the referee on a major event that Shaw Industries is putting on. It's actually their ANSO pie fight, and they may not, I guess that's why you're here, may break a world record for the largest pie fight. Excuse my southern, it's pie fight that's ever happened. Tell me, what was the last pie fight, or what is it they have to break?
The current largest pie fight record stands at 269 people, which was set on September 17th, 2009, on the set of Live with Regis and Kelly in New York.
Okay, and according to, early indications are that they think they're going to have, I think, more than 400 at this pie fight. And there's actually some rules around what the pies, how they can be made and stuff, right? Is that correct?
Exactly right. This record category, like all of our 40,000 record categories, has very specific guidelines. So I'm looking for a few details for this one in particular. For instance, the duration of the pie fight needs to be at least 1 minute. During the 1 minute, all pies must be picked up and thrown one at a time. And the pies themselves need to have an average minimum diameter of 6.5 inches, be made of either pastry or sponge, and filled with ingredients customarily prepared and found in filling, and traditionally used in pie fighting.
Okay. Well, you know, I think one of the things they're trying to prove is that their ANSO nylon carpet can survive this kind of treatment. And their pies, I think, are made of chocolate, apple, and cherry. So does that qualify?
That absolutely qualifies for this record attempt.
So as far as you're concerned, you just need to know how many people are out there. You need to know how many pies they started out with, and then you're going to look around when it's done and make sure everyone was thrown. Is that right?
What I'm going to do today is act as an independent, impartial witness to this record attempt, and I'm going to look for how many people are taking part. And it's helpful to know how many pies were available at the start of the record attempt, but the main detail is for the number of people participating in the actual pie fight.
Okay. Well, let's back up just a little bit. When we start talking about the whole entity of the Guinness Book of Records, what is your business model? I mean, how do you fund this organization?
80% of our profits come from the sale of that celebrated annual edition, which is available in more than 25 languages and in 100 countries around the globe. And with 95% brand awareness, it's really evident that there's record-breaking interest in all stretches of the world. And so what I do is go on site and chronicle history in the making and provide this content to our editorial team, who will put this into the next hardcover editions as well as on the website in response to what our global readership wants to see.
And this book that they put out every year, when is it published? What's the timing on it?
The annual edition comes out September of every year.
Okay, and how many records are in there?
There's approximately 4,000 records in each new book. And with approximately 40,000 records in our database, there's always an intense desire and a lot of competition to get into that hardcover annual edition.
All right, so you go around. That's basically what you do. And based on me talking to you before this interview, there's four of you worldwide. And also Guinness is actually a London-based company, but you're based in New York. Is that right?
Exactly. Our London headquarters houses two of our adjudications managers. One is an Arabic speaker who handles mostly the Middle East. We have another representative in the London office who handles mostly Western Europe. And I, as well as one of my colleagues, handle the Americas from the New York office.
And the fact there's two in the United States, are there more records broken in the USA than anywhere else, or is a statistic like that?
Well, proportionately, there is a lot of record-breaking activity in the U.S., I can say that.
Okay, very interesting. Are you finding that more companies are using this Guinness Book of World Records and this whole thing that you're doing for marketing opportunities because it gives them bragging rights?
What I've noticed is that whether a record idea comes from a 7-year-old child or a pastry chef or a tattoo artist or a multinational corporation, I have noticed, like today, that some companies use Guinness World Records record attempt to raise awareness about the nature of that event. For instance, I just returned actually from the Tournament of Roses parade, where Natural Balance Pet Foods set a new record for the longest single chassis parade float. I've worked with ABC Family, I've worked with Carnival Cruise Lines, Cosmo Magazine, Whole Foods Markets, and the list goes on from there. I really appreciate the creativity of all of our record breakers, including these companies, and I think everyone should give it a go.
Well, it's got to be interesting. What in the last year, what is the most outlandish and wildest event that you've been the adjudication manager over?
I want to say that this is going to be the most anticipated record attempt that I'm adjudicating so far. I've never seen a pie fight and build up quite like this, and I just can't wait to see what happens in a few minutes.
Okay, and let me ask you this. Now, to be able to referee this, if this is my term, do you have to be down there in the middle of it? I mean, are you going to be putting on protective clothing, or are you going to watch from the distance?
Guinness World Records takes record breaking very seriously, and I'll do what it takes to accurately assess this record attempt.
Plan to be right down in the thick of it.
I'll be very close to the action indeed.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for talking to me, Danny. We've been talking to Danny Gerton, who again is the adjudication manager for the Guinness World Records organization, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.